Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. I'm your presenter, Arlene Gregoire. In our headline stories this afternoon, Prime Minister says the government will continue with its Red Clinic program. In news from the region, United States willing to work with Grenada in search of Bishop's body. An internationally Saudi writer who opposed on women's driving held. The news is brought to you the compliments of J.S. Fan & Company Limited, L.A. Dupinier Company Limited, Subway and Courts Dominica. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
Welcome to Subway Restaurant.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizziola melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So, am I gonna need to see your passport?
I don't usually,
Here you go, ma'am.
Mr. Caesar, she's handing it over again with no passport. Call for backup.
Get to Subway Restaurant pronto to enjoy the Delizio Italian collection. Choose a mouth-watering chicken pizziola melt, spicy Italian, or Italian BMT. Subway, eat fresh. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway collection.
My wife calls me Jack of all trades.
He does a bit of everything.
I have my farm, I do the plumbing around the house and the neighborhood.
While he works, I enjoy cooking for him. We both love shopping at L.A. Dupinier Hardware Store.
Because while I'm checking out the tools for my farm and my plumbing jobs,
I'm checking out pots, pans, and appliances.
So I'm walking out with my PVC pipes, my PVC cutters, and faucets.
I'm walking out with my stainless steel pots, glassware, cutlery, and guess what? He's paying for it.
I'm paying for it.
L.A. Dupinier, our hardware store.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products, and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
Let's face it, buying the things you want today is really optional, as the Fans Layaway plan gives you more ways to buy with no service fee and no finance charges. As the Fans Layaway plan is just one of the many ways to pay. Instead of purchasing an item all at once or using your high interest credit cards, you can put an item aside and pay for it little by little by using As the Fans Layaway plan. Low down payment, more ways to buy. That's As the Fans Layaway plan. As the Fans, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to Q95's Midday News Package. A Dominican organization based in the state of New York has so far raised over $40,000 to assist in the rebuilding of the Portsmouth Catholic Church. The 150-year-old church was destroyed by an earthquake measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale and an aftershock of 4.8 on November 21, 2004. According to a GIS release, the New York Portsmouth Roman Catholic Church Rebuilding Initiative, made up of nationals from Portsmouth residing in New York, has had several fundraising events since its establishment. The church, which dominated the skyline of the town of Portsmouth, was more than just a church to the Portsmouth people. So far, the parish has raised over $1.3 million to rebuild the church. A total of $2.5 million is needed for the successful completion of the project. Portsmouth Secondary School students Emma George and Devon Brewster have emerged as the winners of the annual Central Cooperative Credit Union and Kiwanis Club of Whitey Kubali's secondary school debate. The PSS team proposed the topic, "Is Voluntarism Still an Effective Way to Govern Credit Unions in These Times?" and obtained 267 points. Khadijah Mernville and Kaylin Rodney of the Goodwill Secondary School came in second with 230 points. Menoville won the Best Rebuttal Award while Brewster won the Best Speaker Award. Several overseas-based Dominicans are currently gathered at the Crazy Coconuts, participating in the second Dominica Diaspora Entrepreneurship Forum. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says that the main objective of the forum is to encourage overseas Dominicans to contribute in a meaningful way to the development of the country. He says it is also being held to equip them with the relevant information on priority areas that will enable them to promote Dominica as an investment option in their various host countries.
Well, this is the 13th time we're doing this. As you know, we came into office in 2000. We've been doing so since 2000 because the government of Dominica has always maintained that the people living in the diaspora are equally important to the development of Dominica, and therefore we must continue to engage them on issues relating to the advancement of Dominica, and more particularly, how can they continue to contribute in a meaningful way to the advancement of the country. Over the years, the forum has evolved based on feedback coming from previous participants. And this year, what we of course, we'll be having speeches from the Minister responsible for Diaspora Affairs, Dr. McIntyre, and the Minister for Agriculture, Honorable Matthew Walter, who will highlight areas of specific opportunities for investment, and we'll be seeking to get the diaspora to invest in those areas.
Same time, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the government of Dominica will continue to contribute towards its public support program, dubbed the Red Clinic. The Red Clinic has been subject to much criticism, with members of the opposition expressing concern that the program is utilizing state resources to help the Prime Minister run his personal election campaign. However, the Prime Minister says this program has assisted many Dominicans who required medical services overseas, especially with the increase in breast cancer amongst young women on the island.
And you would hear, when you listen to the parliament and to the talk shows here in Dominica, that the government and myself in particular have been heavily criticized for this public support program, the so-called Red Clinic. I think they said Obama had a white clinic because he has... He lives in the White House. That's what the Republicans called his social welfare programs. But this has been able, through this medium, we have been able to help scores of Dominicans who required medical services overseas. Because there is a high incidence of cancer in this country, particularly breast cancer, which is a major concern for us. There's so many, and young people, you know, this thing can devastate a family and a young lady. And it's something that we have to work on.
For the 2013-2014 fiscal year, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt has appropriated $1 million to the Red Clinic. At a time when growth is on a decline and unemployment is on a rise in Dominica and the rest of the world, industrial engineering specialist and replacement United Workers Party candidate for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac, says he is disappointed in the current administration. Isaac says the current economic situation in Dominica proves that the Skerritt-led administration has failed. He outlines a rise in crime, a decline in growth, and notes a 40% youth unemployment rate.
You know, and that in and of itself should speak to the government itself has failed. One, because growth is on a decline, export is on a decline, crime is up, and unemployment among youth in the past under that same regime was estimated at 30-something percent, approximately 37%. Our information right now is that unemployment among youth is about 40%. That is in terms of the actual formal statistics. Visually, we see is about 50%. So I'm not sure in any area of the economy, I'd want to commend the government.
This discussion comes just days ahead of the United Workers Party Economic Forum. And that was all local news for this afternoon. In news from the region, American diplomat Larry Palmer says his country is willing to continue on the search for the remains of a former Grenadian Prime Minister, Maurice Bishop, who was murdered along with several others in St. George's on October 19, 1983. Larry Palmer, the Barbados-based U.S. ambassador to Grenada and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, made the comment last week as Grenada marked 30 years since the execution of Bishop and the subsequent U.S. invasion on October 25th. Palmer said that although the U.S. has cooperated with Grenada on multiple occasions in previous unsuccessful attempts to locate the bodies of Bishop and other Grenadians, his country is still prepared to assist in a further search if a formal request is made to the United States administration. It has to be done by Dr. Keith Mitchell, Grenada's prime minister. Various accounts have been bandied about on the whereabouts of the bodies. There is little dispute, however, that at some point the remains were in the custody of the United States Army Graves Registration personnel, but claims that the remains eventually were buried at the main cemetery in St. George's have failed to bear results, despite investigations conducted by secondary school students of the Presentations Brothers College and a so-called recovery project embarked upon by the Conference of Churches in Grenada. And internationally, police have detained a Saudi columnist who supported ending his country's ban on women driving, activists said on Wednesday. The activist, who wished to remain anonymous for fear of retribution, said Tariq El Mubarak was called by investigators concerning a stolen car over the weekend. When he arrived at the Interior Ministry's Criminal Investigation Department on Sunday, he was interrogated instead about his role in a campaign launched by reformers seeking the rights of women to drive in the kingdom. When his friends were informed they could pick him up at the investigator's office, they too were detained for several hours and questioned over the campaign's activities. Human Rights Watch, an activist who know Al Mubarak, said he remains in detention with no access to a lawyer. The New York-based organization called for Al Mubarak's immediate release on authorities to stop harassing and trying to intimidate activists and women who defy the driving ban. The spokesman for the Interior Ministry, Mansour Al-Turki, could not be reached for a comment. And this has been the afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. Prime Minister says government will continue with its Red Clinic program. In news from the region, United States willing to work with Grenada in search for Bishop's body. An internationally Saudi writer who opposed on women driving held. Once again, the news is brought to you the compliments of JS Afan & Company Limited, LA Dupini & Company Limited, Subway and Courts Dominica. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95fmradio.com to view our stories or to listen to our various packages.